football officially begins Sunday. For a lot of people, that is a tough transition. And that's the subject Marianne has been looking into this week. Marianne, I'll wager you have some savvy tips to help us through the change of seasons that is coming, don't you?
Yes, I have savvy tips, Bob, this morning. Okay, so this is what a lot of therapists talk to their patients about this time of year, in case you don't know. And let me tell you that what those professionals are saying. There are biological, psychological, and social reasons for a seasonal mood swing. You know that it happens in our family. Like, one of our children can't even live in this kind of weather because of, like, you know, seasonal affective disorder. It really affects people in a huge way. Daylight starts to wane, and then the temperature drops, which can cause the body to generate less serotonin, which is, you know, that neurotransmitter that's linked to mood control.
Yeah, and it's not just about sunlight, though, is it?
No, not at all. And plus, there are things that we can do to make the transition easier. It's all about realizing that you might have these emotions, but, you know, creating some deliberate behavior and thought patterns so that you can reduce these, you know, what they call end-of-summer blues.
All right, let's hear how to make those changes.
Okay, so here's one thing you can think about. And these are not, like, just easy solutions, and it's not like a, you know, do this and then you'll get that. I mean, these are really, like, you know, tips from therapists, from experts, to change your way of thinking a little bit so that you can affect it. So think about getting excited to start a new chapter. I mean, I try to do that because I think it gets me too. Doctors who practice ACT, which is acceptance and commitment therapy, who knew there was such a thing, but that's what I've just learned. They say that the best way to beat the end of summer blues is to find meaning and excitement in whatever you're transitioning to next. So, you know, we can start to do this by beginning some kind of like a new hobby or making time for whatever you discovered that you love during the summer. Like, I don't know, if you went and you got biweekly massages or something, or, you know, playing chess in the park, but, you know, now move it indoors. And, you know, of course, these are things that you have to plan ahead. Just thinking about what to get excited about can energize you, though, if you think about it as a reward.
Yeah, what maybe I'll get back to my stamp collection.
No, but really trying to get excited about, like, what this new season offers. I don't know. I try to do that. All right, the next one is chase natural light. So exposure to natural light, especially in the morning, can help lower the production of that hormone that induces sleep called melatonin. We've all heard about that. And it can raise the production of the mood-brightening serotonin. So remember when you used to really be into serotonin when you found out what it was?
Yes, I still am.
Well, experts say that this change in the balance of hormones can make you feel better, more alert, and improve your health. Plus, sunlight is the body's main source of vitamin D, which is linked to controlling mood and preventing depressive symptoms. So seek out natural light. I've been doing this lately. Well, I couldn't do it here today because the sun hasn't really been out, you know, where I am. But, I try to sit outside and let the sun shine on me for a few minutes. And a little goes a long way. Just walking for a few minutes around your block or the neighborhood helps, and the ideal time to be in direct sunlight is between 10 and 1 p.m., and the experts are advising 25 to 40 minutes, or if your skin is lighter, just 10 to 15 minutes daily. And you can also use light therapy lamps if you can't get outside, and you know that we have experimented with those. But those just don't seem to me like... It's not the real thing, but I guess it's better than nothing.
Well, and of course, I'm different. I enjoy cloudy, rainy days. I have to have a dark box to stick my head in so I don't get depressed. But, you know, I know I'm odd.
I don't know. You say that, but you get very happy in the sunlight. All right, the next one is address your anxiety. Sometimes anxiety sets in when we realize that there's a new beginning on the horizon. I think that's what happens also, like, on Sundays. you know, you get this anxiety about like the new beginning of the week. Therapists say it's helpful to break up tasks and to create a manageable schedule and to always keep in mind that nothing is permanent. You can always change whatever it is that you're doing. So don't get anxiety about that, or just take a step back so that you don't feel trapped.
Yeah, but Sunday anxiety, though, that's bad because, the Sunday scaries, you know what I mean?
Yes, but it's the same thing. It's because you get anxiety over new beginnings. You know, it's like the beginning of the week. You have to, whatever. I'm not a therapist, but I'm just telling you what they...
Yeah, I get it. You have to rewire, so you kind of are looking forward to things. Right.
Right. Then there's embrace the power of play. So playing boosts dopamine production in the brain, because it uses the brain's reward system to fight off bad feelings and improve your mood. So it's really important to look at the fun side of things, because that's where your dopamine levels naturally rise. Mm-hmm. So how do you become playful as an adult? It doesn't always mean doing things like a child. It's like trying to find ways to make boring tasks more fun and interesting. And if you can't do that, you can also like attend creative workshops like woodworking or pottery to induce a flow state. And Bob, I know that you are really good at finding ways to make boring tasks fun and interesting. I see you doing that all the time naturally.
Yes, I have many tricks. I try to trick myself. Yeah, and oftentimes it's just changing up your routine, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and looking at things in a fun way. And then, of course, setting new goals, like, think of something that's challenging that you want to do. Don't make it too easy, but think of a challenge, because it pushes your goals and, gets you a little bit out of your comfort zone. So that's something that, takes the blues away a little bit. And then the last one I have is say goodbye to sunshine guilt. I love this one because sunshine guilt is a trending phase on social media, and it refers to feelings of regret and self-blame over things you wish you had done during the warm weather months. I suffer from this big time, and it's sparked by the changes in the environment. People become more aware of time passing as the summer ends, and we may feel rushed to make the most out of a remaining time. So one tip that you could do is, instead of feeling bad about what you didn't do, ask yourself if you actually really wanted to do that thing that you're thinking about. Did you really want to do that? And if you did, create a realistic, specific plan to do it.
Go easy on yourself. Take the pressure off. And for me, it's looking forward to food. That will make me happy. So what's good to eat? What are the recipes on Savvy Planet this week?
Well, I'm going to publish, speaking of food you like, I'm going to publish a recipe I made this week that you absolutely loved. And it was chicken thighs with garlic, carrots, and then drizzled in honey. And I don't know if you've ever liked chicken this much. I think it was the honey that had been infused with garlic. Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
Yeah, and
it's super easy to make, too.
The sauce is spectacular. If you want to get Marianne's recipe in your inbox this week, go to SavvyPlanet.com, sign up, SAVVY-planet, and you can see all the dishes she makes and I eat, and it's SavvyPlanet.com. Yes, I think I will bathe in that sauce that you make with the honey. I feel better already, despite the clouds. Thank you, Marianne.
Yes.